It's Thursday, the day we read from your email, beginning today with comments on our coverage of the London bombings.
Thanks for resisting the urge to focus only on the carnage and destruction, writes listener Jonathan Groves of Nixa, Missouri. He says that hearing about a 94-year-old Red Cross volunteer filled my heart with inspiration and hope instead of joylessness and anger.
Tim Hendel of Huntsville, Alabama, is one of a number of listeners who feel that we're spending too much time on the attacks. He writes, "Okay, we all know that the terrorist bombings in London were a terrible thing. If I personally could do anything to help any of the victims by talking to them or listening to them, I would. Having said that, I'm sick of hearing about London. NPR acts as if the entire world has stopped turning. Please, try to maintain a balance, even when one story threatens to demand total coverage."
Joe Palka's story about the leap second that's coming at the end of the year brought this comment.
"I'm writing to congratulate you on a very clear presentation of the principles of atomic time and the need for leap seconds. This is a difficult topic, and your report handled it very well."
That's from Judah Levine. He's with the Time and Frequency Division of the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Boulder, Colorado. He continues, "It's also very appropriate that you reported on this particular leap second, because a number of groups have proposed making significant changes to the leap second system, or perhaps abolishing leap seconds altogether. Because of this, it is quite possible that this coming leap second will be the last one for a long, long time."
Marcus Stevens of Belgrade, Montana, appreciated the story, too. He writes, "Thanks for the extra second. You made my day. I'm already working on a list of things that I'm going to get done with all that additional time."
Beth Graybill of Sacramento, California, enjoyed the time she spent listening to Teller of the duo Penn and Teller. She writes, "Thank you for a delightful drive home. I enjoyed hearing Teller's review of the book The Glorious Deception by Jim Steinmeier. As the silent half of the duo Penn and Teller, he was the perfect person to review the biography of the silent and deceptive magician Chung Ling Su. I was so captivated by Mr. Teller's rich and warm voice that I sat parked in my driveway in 100-degree heat just to hear the end of the review."
Finally, my conversation with the creators of the film Airplane on its 25th anniversary apparently provided a few of you with some chuckles. "Thanks, ATC, for reminding us and giving the guys a chance to make us laugh again." That from Ann Lewis of Vashon Island, Washington. "Let's commemorate all their film anniversaries on NPR. We do at our house." And Daniel Arrowsmith has a suggestion. "If the film's creative trio are looking for a thinly veiled sequel, they should do Security. The traveling public is more than ready for it."
We like suggestions and comments, so write to us at atc@npr.org. And please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
"You'd better tell the captain. We've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital."
"A hospital? What is it?"
"It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. Tell the captain I must speak to him."
"Certainly."